Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. It's 5:23 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, Friday, March the 1st, 2024. So we are slowly exiting a energetic shift that we've been going through since the 26th, right? You have your highs, your lows, you get hit with clarity, you get hit with aggression. You are going to or should have already noticed buried, unresolved, lingering energy surfacing to the top, even if it's out of left field for no reason. It's just going to be anything that was unresolved pushing its way up, right? Last episode, I told you about certain dates to pay attention to. And that's basically what these hot zones are doing. They're bringing unresolved issues to the surface so they can be properly resolved, because in the past, when you addressed them, you did not resolve them correctly. This is going to happen around, I already called out the date, so you can go back and listen to that. So this morning, we got another layer of clarity, right? We got another layer of information. And depending on your vibration and the things that you tap into, that information is going to shift around a bit. You'll get information and knowledge of all kinds of stuff. And if you are not on that level, then you should be mindful of how you feel when you wake up in the morning for the next 6 days. How do you feel? Are you energetic? Are you run down? Are you tired? Are you emotional? Do you feel like something is on your chest and you can't get it off? Pay attention to the things that are popping out around you. There is this energy flying around where we are going to start noticing things that are completely irrelevant to what we're doing when we're doing it, but it's going to stand out. And then within 6 days, you're going to notice that whatever popped off before, it means something now. So let's say you go into the supermarket on Wednesday and you never go down a certain aisle because you don't eat anything down that aisle. And all of a sudden you go down that aisle and there's this random food that you haven't had in like 12 years, completely out of place, like somebody grabbed it from a different aisle and just left it there in an era, or didn't feel like they wanted it, so they just put it on any, you know, plug it. If you're into retail, they just plug the item in a random spot. But you walked by it and it jumped out at you and you were like, you know what, I'm gonna buy this. And you grab it and you bring it home and you just leave it in the cabinet for like 2-3 months or 6 days for some of you. And then all of a sudden you get this craving and this urge and this recipe comes up and you just, that's the ingredient you needed, or that's exactly what you needed. But you had no idea you were going to need it when you bought it or came across it, right? I woke up with this major red flag warning that I had to deal with, right? And by the time I finished my morning review that I no longer do on podcasts, and I cleaned through all that energy and interpreted the information that came through for me, the number one warning. Do you remember that movie Zombie World War Z, where he goes to a zombie infested lab and he has to go down there to get infectious diseases so that way he could prove that that's camouflage, right? Infectious diseases. Then what I got was the balloon that we shot down last year. Sometimes those balloons are not, they're not roaming to spy on us. They're roaming to expose us. And the caution that I got was, don't shoot everything down. Capture that. Capture it. Why would you shoot at it? Because when you break it, whatever's inside of it is exposed. It's released into our areas, atmosphere, our air, our oxygen. So if there's a virus in one of them balloons and you shoot, instead of contain, quarantine, investigate, you don't know the damage you could do to us. And they're getting so crafty with the way that they're handling things. And listen, I don't care what anybody says. I don't do conspiracies, but I know for a fact COVID-19 was an orchestrated event. Okay? I know for a fact that the Chinese people were overcoming their government right before COVID-19 broke out. And I know for a fact that I astral traveled in the sleep state and I saw a mother sucker in a bluish gray room with TVs in front of him having a conference agreeing to allow that to be released. Because when one country's people overturn them, it becomes motivation for other people to overturn their government. And that is a threat to the government, regardless of what country you're in. And I'm not saying our government was in agreement with it, but I am saying a specific individual was sitting at a desk by themselves in front of some TV screens, and there was a conversation before it got released. And nobody's going to tell me different. I don't do conspiracies. I do what I experience. And I happen to know for a fact we would like to stop shooting things down in the sky and start detaining them whenever possible. You need to start paying attention to things like that. The number one warning was, whatever's going to happen soon, whatever floating object we're going to find very soon, try to avoid shooting it down. Try to capture it without breaking it. Contain it. You know, when everything first started with Ukraine and Russia, I kept getting these channelings of a checkerboard and then a chessboard. And he's making a move. He's strategically putting things into place because the goal is to box us in, right? The goal is to surround us and catch us off guard. And we have nowhere to turn. We have nowhere to go. And we won't have the resources that we need. And it wasn't just on a war level or a government level, but it was also on a personal level in my own personal life, right? Individuals around me trying to box me in, trying to trap me in, trying to incriminate me, trying to mess with me, which is nothing new. So it's not just somebody's tactics. This is karmic energy. This is residual energy. And I kept saying that a few months ago, that we repeat karmic cycles on various degrees. We relive karmic residual energy until we change that energy, until we address it in a different manner. So that way it's resolved and it doesn't have to keep looping around, right? One of the things I learned in my ascension was the universe will always repeat itself to you until you reflect back to the universe that you have completed that cycle, right? It's like the child who sticks the fork in the outlet. You're going to get zapped. You're going to get zapped. It's going to be the same exact outcome every time you do it until you change the way you go about it, right? No different. And I said to you guys in that in another podcast episode that we're going to keep going through this, and it's going to be on various scales, not just people's personal private lives, but on a bigger level, governmental, right? Corporation wise. We can't keep doing things the way that we've been doing them and thinking that we can continue on like this. The energy is changing. The vibration of this planet has already changed. We go stationary, direct, and retrograde just like every other planet. Think about when Saturn goes retrograde, Mercury goes retrograde. Think about the way our communications are impacted, our technology gets impacted. You have to know that things get impacted even more so when we as a collective on this planet are in retrograde and when we go direct. When we're stationary, right? We get messed up with the weather. We get messed up with our energy. We get messed up with the way we communicate and behave ourselves. There's a lot of variables that impact us that nobody's really studying or discussing because nobody's even conscious to it, right? I saw something online about Elon Musk saying he wants us to be a multi-planet nation where we are not just traveling from country to country, but now we're traveling from planet to planet. And it's like, my friend, we already did that. Right? We already did that. We are 5 different human species. That means we come from 5 different worlds. And we came home, right? What happens when you first go out on your own and you're independent and you stumble and you fall? You go back home. We were out there on our own. We stumbled, we fell, and we came back home. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's not, right? And he's right. We're going to have that again, but I don't think we're going to have that with the planets that are surrounding us right now. I think in a few more years, you're going to notice that other planets are going to be within our sight and more reachable than what they were before. And not to get off topic, but back to what I was talking about with the balloon. Don't shoot every balloon out of the sky, please. And when we first got into that whole war thing with Ukraine and Russia, and I kept seeing the checkerboard and then the chessboard and the way that the pawns were being moved, it was like he's strategically planning to deplete us of our resources so he can come and fuck us up. And we're going to get boxed in. And I kept getting this energy of like, we just need martial law countrywide at this point. And we need to do so strategically so that way we are able to be in position at all times, ready for everything, no matter where we are in our own country. And then I started going through my own trials, my own obstacles, where my own home government was attacking me, shutting my business down unlawfully, criminally harassing me, stalking me, put fake criminal charges on me. Really did the fucking most. Right? Really did the fucking most. And now I'm getting these channelings all over again. And I've been really quiet about them because I'm like, man, it's fuck you. What you did to me, I should say fuck you. And then my Tia Marta came through this morning and she's like, uh-uh. You're going to do the podcast. You're going to tell them not to shoot out the balloon. So that way when they do shoot out the balloon and everybody gets sick within 4 to 5 days later, you have something to fall back on. And then she smiled at me and she said, and you know what? What the government did for you was protect themselves. Because by them coming for you and by you standing up to defend yourself and by you proving that the local government can't even do right by the people, it warrants martial law. It warrants a change. It warrants us as a country to defend ourselves, right? It warrants the federal government to spread their people throughout the country to enforce our civil rights and make sure the local governments are not violating us, right? Because what was Putin's excuse for fucking with Ukraine? He wasn't doing right by a certain area of their territory. He was neglecting a certain area of his territory and the people that were there. He used this manipulation tactic. He gaslighted and said, I see you neglecting and causing harm to your own people, so I am stepping in. Kind of like what the U.S. does. So now the U.S. has to stand up, right? The U.S. has to say, damn, I see that the local government is fucking with my people. And as the federal government, I have no choice but to protect my people. I have no choice but to send federal people countrywide to ensure that the civil rights of all people are being protected, respected, and enforced, right? And by doing so, the federal government is strategically putting assets in place countrywide, which coincidentally will be beneficial to them should Mr. Unnamed decide to come over this way and start some shit. And I keep getting that message, and I keep getting that message. And my tia was like, don't stop. Don't slow down. Don't back down. Because what you're starting, while it may look like you're being a thorn or a pain in the ass, you're giving them the opportunity, whether or not they see that door and open it and walk through it or not, right? Sometimes things happen for us, not to us. Sometimes we have to step out of boxes so we can see the situation correctly. So the number one warnings that I keep getting and I can't not say out loud, please don't shoot down anything else in the sky. Please find a way, right? When I first started channeling the chessboard, I was like, damn, with all the technology and the AI shit we have, how come we don't have something, you know, like those old school cigarette purses where it would hold a pack of cigarettes and your change and your money and your lighter? My grandma Anna had one. It was like a rose pink color. And it was like a leathery feeling, right? It was like that soft leather. And every time I close my eyes, since I woke up, I keep seeing that purse. And while I'm channeling, I keep hearing, we need to be able to have something that can shoot up, open up, swallow, and close. Contain. Right? Contain it. Figure out what it is, what's inside of it. You have taught all of our enemies that they could float stuff into our area and become undetected. You have taught our enemies that when we do detect it, we do not take the time to investigate it. We just shoot it down and expose its contents to our people. And I got reminded of the nodule that I had on my thyroid, right? Back in 2011, I biopsied it. It came back benign. She said, do you want to take it out? I said, no. My ancestors were like, no, leave it there for now. We'll address it later. And that's exactly what happened. And when we addressed it later, they said, do not let them biopsy it. Don't let them touch it. Because the minute they poke it, they cause a hole in it. That hole does not get closed. Okay? And then when they removed it, they found this little tiny, tiny spot of cancer. And please don't lie to me and tell me that if you would have biopsied it, that cancer wouldn't have poured out into my blood. We're doing that when we shoot down things. We are allowing its contents to spill out into our blood. We are allowing whatever pathogens and viruses and diseases that are in that balloon to spill out into our air and impact our people and spread all around us. Please do not shoot anything down out of those skies. Find a way to capture it safely, contain it, and study it, and show our enemies that we're not that fucking stupid. Please do not fail to protect us by starting at the root, right? A reel I saw this morning, that's what I do. I flick through reels, I flick through posts, I grab keywords for validation of things that I already received. What is relevant right now? I know the difference between something that was put in my feed and the difference of something that was guided into my feed, right? And I keep hearing, it starts with the root. Pay attention. The root of Ukraine was, you are neglecting your people. I need to save them. You are murdering innocent lives and letting cops walk. And I'm not starting no shit with the blue lives, Black Lives Matter. What I'm saying is, as a federal government, without causing red flags, you can step the fuck up and acknowledge that you are violating the civil rights of your people countrywide, and they deserve justice countrywide. And the only way they're going to get it is if our government sends us federal agents countrywide, military countrywide, and enforce the rights of the people. And while our military is countrywide enforcing the rights of our people, we are ready for anything, anywhere, at any given time. And I think that's important right now, especially with what's going on around us. You know, my tia Marta said, it's not time to ring, you know, it's not time to hang that flag. It's not time to pull the alarm. It is time for some drills without setting off alarms. And how do you run drills without setting off alarms? You go to the root, you see where you're weak, you see where you're fucking up, and you fill in those gaps, right? You do self audits. Well, let's start with our civil rights. Let's start with basic ass, bum ass motherfucking people who are given titles and authority in position of power and abuse everything that they have. Not because they have to, not because it's you or me, survival of the fittest, but because they can. Let's start at the root. Let's start at home. Instead of deploying and sending our family and friends overseas into countries that don't even fucking want them there, let's spread them across our country. Who wants them here? Let's make sure that nobody's civil rights are being violated. Let's have our own government swarming our cities, our towns, our states like fucking black ants. Because if they're everywhere, your crime rate's gonna go down, right? Because they're fucking everywhere. What are you getting away with? Nothing. And while that might put a damper on certain people because of their lifestyle, it's not to target you specifically. It's to make sure that we are ready countrywide. So when they try to box us in, we're everywhere. You're not fucking with us. We're prepared. We started at the root. We addressed our own problem. We made sure we weren't neglecting and fucking with our own people. There's no reason for you to come over here. There's no reason for you to try to save anyone in this country. But there is reason for us to come into yours and save your people who are begging for that saving, right? You can't walk into somebody's house and say you're not treating your family correctly, and then meanwhile go home and you're not treating your own family correctly. By eliminating areas that are noticeable to others, right? By addressing your own flaws, you're closing those gaps. You're filling in those holes, and there's nowhere for them to land and grow, right? There's nowhere for them to take up space. They can't come in and say, oh, this part of your country is in suffering. I'm going to seize it. Because you saw it, you addressed it, you handled it. They're not needed. Stop shooting balloons out of the sky. Contain that shit and see what's inside of it so we don't have to keep getting fucking sick. Period. Stop allowing local government to fuck with its people so that way our enemies cannot claim they're coming to save the people. Period. We have an immigration crisis, but we have abandoned cities and towns and sections of Florida. I was on YouTube and this guy was driving by this little town in Florida and it was completely vacant, shut down, completely vacant. The money you're spending on EBT cards to support immigrants, you could put up little tiny houses. Four walls, a roof, and a floor. Those little box houses, Elon Musk has them with solar panels so we don't have to pay for their electricity. Or you could go on Amazon and buy a few. It would be cheaper to get tiny homes and drop off them shits assembled in those abandoned communities and give them a home away from everywhere. You could even put federal agents over there to make sure they're not wreaking havoc in our communities and they're doing right by getting jobs. Build a Walmart over there. All of you people now work at Walmart. You work, you provide, you start your own community, right? We don't want it. We're not habiting it. We're not rebuilding it. We don't live there. Send them over there. The money you're giving them to go buy alcohol, drugs, and do dumb shit, you could just give them room and board and hand them a fucking job in their own little isolated community. You guys need food. You guys need toiletries. You guys need. Well, here's a business that can provide all those things you need, and they're going to hire you. So now you can work with each other, for each other, and support each other in your own little community. But we don't think like that. Instead, we spend stupid money giving them food, clothes, shelter, transportation, hotel stays, wreaking havoc in communities and in everybody else's life, when all we had to do was grab some people, Habitats for Humanity, or some lumber companies, and put up four walls, four fucking walls, a roof and a floor. You could do that with fire-treated wood, water-resistant wood, and just go out there and build a few and say, it's not much, but it's shelter. And it's up to you to build that future that you came here looking for. Here's a job. Here's how you get started. Because they learned how to survive with nothing from where they came from. They can build themselves up here. Bring them to those abandoned communities, build them a store, and let them work and support themselves and build themselves up. Decorate your own home, buy your own furniture, struggle and live the way that the average individual who was born in this country has to struggle to live. Because we got real citizens here living on the street. We got veterans living on the street. We struggle, who don't live on the street, to keep the lights on, to keep the gas on, to keep the phones on, to keep the cars running. We have to work. We have to support ourselves. Nothing's given to us. And anything that is given to us is expected to be paid back, right? We pay taxes every year. We get fines all the fucking time. We buy a car. We pay the car off. We pay the sales tax on the car. And we have to keep paying the motherfucking tax on the fucking car. Meanwhile, we're just handing money away to everybody the fuck else like it grows on trees. Well, I mean, it does, but that's what we're doing. We hand money and we allow ourselves to suffer and struggle. This isn't just on a individual level. This is on a bigger scale, right? Remember what I said at the beginning of this recording? Karmic cycles repeat over and over again, and not just on smaller levels, but it gets really big on bigger levels. And if you pay attention, the struggles that we go through every single day on a small level is not just because of our behavior and our tendencies and the way that we were brought up, but because of things bigger than us that are out of our control, such as the way the government conducts itself. Why are we giving people fucking EBT cards loaded with fucking money when we have veterans who can't even pay for fucking medication and they live on the street? Why are we shuffling immigrants around in fucking buses, Martha's Vineyard, places that people can't even afford to go on fucking vacation, when we know we have abandoned communities in Florida? We know we have abandoned communities in Alabama. Why can't we just drop them off there, build them fucking little tiny houses, and say, here you go, that's your job, supplies, everything you need, support yourselves. And start supporting our own people. Right? We would rather just let people keep struggling and suffering, because it's all about power and having more than the other person so we can be superior to them. Because don't play around. It's all about superiority. It's about money, power, and respect at any cost. It doesn't matter values, morals, ethics, being human, having compassion, the key things to life. The average individual, if you look at a child, they are born with love. They see the world through these rose-colored glasses, and they think that everything is beautiful and everything is love and everyone can be trusted. It is the world and it is society that changes them. It is the world and it is society, and it is the way that we have brainwashed people to believe that money, power, respect is the only way that you're going to succeed in life. That changes them. They don't know race. They don't know hate. They just know love. Unconditional love. That is the true essence of being a human being on this planet. Yet 90% of the people on this planet lack that essence. That's not on a small scale. That's on a big scale. That means we need to fix that on a governmental level. And how do we do that? Stop fucking lying. and stop taking the easy way out and making us pay for that shit. Hand them tiny houses. Hand them a job. Govern them. And give us the fucking money. Give the veterans who are suffering the money. Hear people out, right? Send the federal government countrywide and actually get to know. It's like owning a business. When the owner of the company is not even in the same state as his business, he has no idea what the fuck is going on. He's just looking at his statements to see how much money's rolling in. And when the money stops rolling in, that's when he starts to care, and that's when he sends somebody to go investigate. Well, this would be that time for you to come and do your self audit and start fucking investigating. Start going to the small communities, the tiny areas, and see what's really going on. Where's that audit? Where's the money going? Why is the money going here? How many people are actually homeless? Drive through the slums. That's the people that should be getting the government aid. That's the people who should be getting the tiny houses. Not because they're criminals, not because they're drug addicts, not because they gave up on themselves because society taught them that they had no chance in life. And please don't tell me I'm wrong, because my daughter went into elementary school, but she was racially... I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm going to shut up. But I'm going to make it very clear. Stop shooting things out of that sky, because you don't know what's inside of it, and you don't know what you're releasing into our air, and you don't know what it's going to do to us, how fast it's going to spread amongst us, and what the outcome is going to be for us. Okay? You could shoot something down in 2023 and it won't become a viral infectious problem until 2024, 2025. All of a sudden, everybody's getting sick and we don't know what it is. Well, you shot some bitch down from the sky and you didn't even bother to see what was in it before you opened that shit up. Like doing a biopsy on a tumor. Why would you do a biopsy on a tumor? The end result is still going to be to take the thing out. It's big, it's obnoxious, and it's taking up space. Biopsy that shit after it's out so you're not putting that person's life at risk. That will never, ever, ever sit well with me. And that's what you guys are doing when you're shooting balloons down. You're putting us all at risk. You are exposing us to toxicity that we don't need. We should be containing, investigating, not just shooting shit down, right? That's the point of the Black Lives Matter movement. We shouldn't just shoot things down. We need to change. The same way that people need to change in their own personal private lives, staying in their own fucking lane, minding their own business, stop playing victim. You know, I woke up, I'm not even going to say it out loud, but my ancestor, you know, I got to see some work that was done on me that got buried, and it was wrapped up in something that looked like a green leaf. And when we opened it, it was three photos. I'm not going to say the photos, but there was three photos. There was some bugs in there. There was oil in there. There was vinegar in there. There was broken glass in there. Candle wax was in there. And I got to see all the layers. I got to feel all the intentions and the motives that were being sent for me. And if you remember my last episode where I was calling out dates, I was saying these are the dates where motives will be flying around, intentions will be flying around. That's what I was talking about nicely. And the bottom line of me explaining this to you is you have to go to the root. You have to pull that shit the fuck up. You have to start somewhere. You have to change. You have to grow. That person did that work on me with the intentions of fixing me, killing me, removing me, because they felt like I was living the life that they should have been living. I don't even know you like that. I don't even give a fuck about you like that. You could walk by me and I wouldn't even recognize you because I don't fuck with you. You are irrelevant. In my fucking life, I don't think about you. I don't look for you. Nothing. Nothing. But you are over there doing work on me, stalking me on social media. You know my family. You know the people I used to be friends with. You know my color shoes. You know every fucking detail of my goddamn life. But I'm the fucking problem. I'm the one that needs to go. My friend, it's people like you that we need to change. So that way, collectively, on a larger scale, we can be the way we're supposed to be, right? Because children are born with unconditional love. You don't have that in you. I'm not saying you're an alien. I'm just saying you are not okay. And there's too many people like you who are not in your fucking lane. And if we don't change, look at that, 35-35. It's 35 minutes and 35 seconds into this episode, 88. And I've been saying that and seeing that number consistently for the last 2 weeks. Smarten up. Smarten up. So working with my ancestors, I was just like talking to them. I'm like, you know what? Worldwide, and I mean worldwide, anybody fucking around with anybody's life using any type of means of manipulation, they should have all of it just returned right back into their karma box. And their karma box should get shrunk so fucking small that they have no choice but to deal with their actions immediately. That means no matter how good your karma is, you're going to deal with your own shit before somebody else has to deal with it. You're going to face yourself before other people have to deal with you. You're going to see yourself for who you are and what you're projecting before anybody else has to. And my ancestor was like, but people with good karma, their good karma will overcome all the bad that they do. And that's the beautiful part about using karma boxes instead of witchcraft. It's because you don't fuck with people. You just allow them to mirror themselves instead of you having to mirror for them. Because as a Heyoka empath, and there's a lot of us out here, not enough, but there's a lot of us, we mirror energy around us. If you hear us swearing like a fucking trucker, and it's not in our true nature to be swearing and dropping F-bombs in the workplace, you better know something's going on around us, right? And you better know that we know. We just can't say nothing because we don't fuck with free will. We don't take lives, and we don't play with free will. You want to use your free will to fuck with my life? That's your choice. I'm not going to stop you, but I will defend myself. You see, I don't come for no one. So when I stand up and I'm filing court documents and I'm making some noise, I didn't come for you, bitch. You came for me. I'm defending myself. I'm standing my ground as I am entitled to do. You think you're going to fuck with me and I'm just going to lay down and take that shit? The difference between me and you is I'm not like you. I'm going to see you in court. I'm going to hit you where it matters. I'm going to hit you publicly and expose you for the fucked up shit that you keep fucking doing over and over and over again because money, power, respect is all you fucking need in life. You worry more about your credit score than your karmic score. And for me, I'm more worried about my karmic score than I am my credit score. Because karmically, that's what matters. What goes around always comes back around. 38-38. That's 11-11. So I'm going to end this. And I'm going to make it very clear. I play stupid, right? I had a coworker once tell me just to sit there and be the dumb blonde I was hired to fucking be, even though I'm not even blonde and I'm far from fucking dumb. But I play that role now. I play that role and I see how people behave themselves. I see how sloppy they get. And I see how strategic they get. How creative they get. And I absorb it. And I learn from it. And I grow through it. You think you're clowning me. You think you're playing with me. You think you're fucking with me. I'm sitting back with fucking popcorn enjoying this shit. Because I'm not the only one watching. Right? A couple of weekends ago, we knew we were going to see some snow. We knew we were going to have afternoon snow. And I was working, delivering packages, and my family member was talking to me about when I was a kid and all the different things that we did. And when I got older, how I used to bring little, you know, when my grandmother was still alive, I would bring her things. I would go to this angel gift shop place that was on, I think, I don't know which street it was on. But there was like this little shop and they sold all kinds of really beautiful stuff. And I remember I bought my grandmother this Marlin musical box, and it was like a ceramic magician holding a staff, and he had a rainbow over him and it was clouds underneath him, and he played music. And there was a snow globe. And when you shook it, the white snow in the globe just swirled around aggressively. But it was so beautiful. And that was the first one I gave to my grandmother. And it meant so much to me. So when it broke, I was devastated. Because obviously she's dead physically. And that weekend, a couple of weekends ago, when it snowed giant chunks like a snow globe. And then shortly after that, my family member was like, if you could have any color in the sky, what would it be? And I said, purple. I was like, don't fucking play with me. I'll paint this bitch purple. And then when the sun set, it was blues, grays, and purples throughout the whole sky, at least in my view, because I was driving. And it was so beautiful. And my family was just like, remember who the fuck you are and who has you. Remember who has you. How many of you can actually sit there and honestly tell yourself, my family fucks with me the same way. My family shows up for me the same way. Last summer, I had dragonflies banging up against the window where I work. You know, dragonflies were fucking everywhere. And every time I'd be in my head sitting at my desk, you know, my grandfather would be like, look out the window. And then I'd see something crazy. You know, I'm like, if that was really you fucking saying hello to me, coming to show me that I'm not by myself ever, I want that thing to hit the window. And sure as shit, I had a dragonfly bouncing off the window. It was knocking its body up against the glass. Did the same thing with a bird within like the fall, like, I don't know, 6 days later. I had a bird literally bang into the glass and then, you know, fix itself over there and just chill with me for a little bit. It ended up on the line, the fence. It was just chilling. Just chilling. How many of you can say shit like that happens for you on a normal everyday basis? Don't come over here fucking doing witchcraft on me, playing with me and fucking with my life. And don't you ever question anything I say and the way that I conduct myself, because you would never survive a fucking minute in my past. Okay? My family shows up for me. That doesn't mean I'm doing something to you. That means you're fucking with me and they're handling it so I don't have to. Because they got me. They got me 24/7. 24/7 non-stop. So whenever you see yourself prevailing against me, any witchcraft, fucking with my finances and my stability and my happiness, my papa, Ilegua, he's the one who opens all the doors. He's the gatekeeper of all gatekeepers, my friend. So if you think your door got opened and allowed you to fuck with me, what do you think's gonna happen afterwards? You really think my ancestor is going to open the door for you to wreak havoc in my life and you're just going to walk through and walk back out like nothing? Everything circles back around. I said it in an older episode, right? Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? This time last year, I had two cell phone providers. I went from one to the other because I was frustrated and pissed the fuck off with the lack of good service and the money I was spending. I was heated. So I went to another provider. Don't you know the same shit happened this year, the same two providers? My phone was hacked. My emails got hacked. My passwords were changed. You motherfuckers are sitting there liking my posts from my other social media account. I did the same thing around the same time with the same two providers. Karmic cycles really do repeat. And the reason why that unfolded that way is so I can prove karmic cycles fucking repeat. And they're going to keep repeating until you make a change in the way that you conduct yourself and the way that you handle the circumstances around you. So I'm going to get off this because I have to function in life, right? I have to work a job. I have to pay fucking bills. I got to survive while combating fucking witchcraft and government officials who put fake charges on people and oppress people who are just opening up businesses and thriving in life because it's all about money, power, and respect, right? Right.